Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
I want to start out a little differently in our lesson before us. And I want to invite you to take your songbook and turn to number 132. Number 132. I want to use this song that asks a question, does Jesus care? I want us to look at this song and talk about Jesus and His care. It is one thing for you and I to say something, and it's another thing for you and I to prove how something happens. We can say you need to repent of your sins, and we tell that, we preach that, that's the gospel truth. Repent or perish, Luke 13:3. Also verse number 5, I tell you, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And it's good to tell people they need to repent. It's even better if we tell people what repentance means. It means turning from sin and turning back to God. Now we have gone a step farther. We have taught them, if you will. I want you to look at this song. It simply asks a question, does Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth and song? As the burdens press and the care distress and the way grows weary and long. The question continues, does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does He care enough to be near? Does Jesus care when I've tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for deep grief I find no relief, though my tears flow all night long? Does Jesus care when I've said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks? Is it aught to Him? Does He see? Well, that's pretty bleak if there's no chorus to this song, isn't there? And then the chorus resounds, oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the days are weary, when those long nights are dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care? The answer is yes. In our lesson before us, I want to ask the question, how does He care? How does Jesus, or how does God, care for us? And I want us to use 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 as a launching pad on this thought. And I've got five quick passages you might want to jot down when you're having one of those days where it seems like nobody cares. I want to show you biblically that Jesus cares, and I want to show you how. First, we see as our launching pad in 1 Peter 5 and verse 7, He says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. ETH ending in King James, indicative of a habitual action. Something in the Greek that is an ongoing, continual presence. He continues to care and care and care and care. That's why He wants our burdens. He will next verse say, you need to be careful. You've got an enemy. And it's really hard to find an enemy if you're dragging around all these burdens. So give them over to the Lord. So how do I know that He cares for me? Five simple ways. Number one, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 and 16. Number one, I know that God cares for me because He's revealed His mind. He has revealed His mind. Notice Paul in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Close out the chapter, verse 16. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him? We have the mind of Christ. Number one, how do I know that God, or how do I know that Jesus cares? Because He's revealed God's mind. We have, through written, complete, inspired Scripture, a glimpse into the mind of God. Now, does the Scripture illustrate everything that's ever going on in God's mind? The answer is no. And I'm a firm believer that it couldn't. I'm a firm believer that the human mind can't grasp the greatness of God's mind. But He has revealed enough that you and I can know. And when I see the great redemption plan that starts on page one in the Bible, the whole Old Testament looking forward to the time of sending Jesus to die upon the cross, That shows me God cares for me. How He orchestrated different events in human history to bring about my Savior in the time when He was born and to die upon the cross at the perfect time. How do I know He cares? Number one, He's revealed His mind to me and His plan. Let's go to number two, the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 7. How does God care for us? Number two, He has extended His heart to us. He's extended His heart. Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 4. But God, that's a drastic change from what He's just been talking about. Verse 1 talks about those who were dead and their trespasses and sins. They've been alive, but they were dead. They talked about in verse 2 how they walked about with the world or the culture and the prince of the air, the devil. In verse 3, talk about their lifestyle. Their conversation was all lustful and desires of the flesh. But God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's God extending His heart. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He wants everybody to become obedient. Now, of course, we know that won't happen. We know there are people who are just so stubborn, they would rather die and lost in sin than admit that they were wrong. And there are a lot of people who've done that. But see, God sent His Son, and that was an extension of His heart. He loved us with a great love. It would take a great love to create the world. It would take a great love to allow your Son to leave heaven and to die for mankind. So how do I know that God cares? He has extended His heart to me. Let's look at number 3. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Wind up in chapter 5 this time. And verse number 7. 1 Corinthians 5 and 7. How does God care for us? He sacrificed His Son. And it was a willing sacrifice. A sacrifice where the thing that was being sacrificed was innocent, had no part, done nothing wrong, but He willingly was sacrificed. Notice here 1 Corinthians 5, 7, really looking at that last line, but purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For Christ, even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. You see, God sacrificed His Son. How do I know He cares? He was willing to let that happen. The pain that that would have caused Him. And depending on how you want to read the gospel accounts, when the world gets dark at 12 noon, when Christ is hanging upon the cross, I think that's indicative of sin. I also think that's indicative of the pain that would have been going through God's mind. He's watching His Son die upon the cross. But in that, how beautiful it is, that's the culmination of God's plan. See, He cares because He sacrificed His Son. Let's keep going to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. How do I know that God cares? Well, He supplied mercy. He has supplied mercy. 1 Peter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy, or in Greek, literally just His much mercy, He hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. See, it was necessary, as we just mentioned in chapter point 3, that He would let His Son be sacrificed. And in that, He supplied mercy. Because to be quite frank, Justin Reed deserved to be hanging on that cross on top of a hill called Mount Calvary for his sins. You can substitute your name. We all deserve to be hanging up there, suspended between heaven and earth. But because of His abundant mercy, He made it where I don't have to pay that consequence. Jesus Christ died once so that I might live forever. So God cares because He supplied mercy. Let's go to the last one and wrap it up in Colossians 1 and verse number 12. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 12. How do I know that God cares for me? Plain and simple, He has provided for me an inheritance. He has provided for me an inheritance. Notice here, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet, able, willing, perfectly fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. See, I know He cares for me because I was in His will. I get a part of His inheritance. You know, there's a lot of people in my life that have passed away. I guess I didn't mean as much to them as I thought because I wasn't in the will. I didn't get anything when they passed. I wasn't that close to the family. I'm close enough in His family. I've got a great inheritance that's waiting on me when I die. That's a home in heaven eternally with the Father. Well, to me, that shows me He cares. We can emphatically sing the chorus of the song, "Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares." He cares for you. And it really pains Him when we are wandering off in sin, but so many people do that. Stop wandering in sin. Become a Christian today if you're not one. Hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, go down that watery grave, come out a new creature, alive in Christ. If you're not a Christian, why not become one? If you are a Christian, know He cares for you. Know as you go through trials and tribulation that He is there, ready and willing to answer and to aid, but you got to reach out to Him. And you got to be faithful to Him. If you become separated because of sin, repent of those sins and be restored.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
And glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. I thought we would just get right into reading God's Word, shall we, with the remainder of time that we have. Now, you can list this program again anytime online at readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. This is program 179, How Does God Care for Us? I want to begin reading in John chapter 1, verse 29. Just going to read God's Word to you. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I come baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but that he sent me to baptize with water. The same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and said unto them, "What seek ye?" They said unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" And he said unto them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is, being interpreted, "the Christ." And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, "Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas," which is by interpretation a stone. The same day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and said unto him, "Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said unto him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said unto him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming unto him, and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said unto him, "Whence knowest thou me?" Jesus answered and said, "Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee." Nathanael answered and said unto him, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." That's almost to the end of the chapter, through verse 48. Thank you for being with us here on Reading the Word. We do look forward to the next time we can study. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray. And thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.